And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. There's a line in politics that says, "Don't tell me what you value. Show me your budget, and I'll tell you what you value." As the May 6th primary campaigns begin, we will hear a lot from all these candidates about their values and how, if we elect them, they will advance the values that our community should hold dear. Getting candidates to provide a specific list of values isn't easy, but we voters might get some insight if we ask them what their budget might look like. What will it include? What will it exclude? Will they support a tax increase to have more dollars to budget? That's a good question to ask. Will they hold the tax rate steady and budget against those available dollars to achieve what they value? What will they take out of the budget, if anything? Where do they want to spend more tax dollars? We need answers. Since it's pretty clear that we on the local level will receive fewer federal and state dollars, how will they deal with that shortage? And another good question you might ask is, if they win, how will they get their new colleagues to support their vision and budget priorities? Where and on what are they willing to compromise? Yes, lots of questions, and I hope we hear some of the answers to these questions. But rest assured, a candidate can articulate their values during the campaign, but the devil is in the details of the budgets they support and vote for after they are elected. It's our responsibility to hold accountable those who are elected to serve us. That's a democratic value. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.